This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Rice is an important part of many people's diets. Researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health in Massachusetts have released a report about rice. It shows that eating white rice increases the risk of type 2 diabetes. However, eating brown rice reduces the risk of the disease. The World Health Organization says more than 220 million people worldwide have diabetes. Type 2 diabetes results when the body cannot effectively use the sugar it produces. More than 39,000 men and 157,000 women took part in the study. They were asked about their diet and day-to-day activities, as well as any pre-existing diseases. The study found that the people who ate 5 or more servings of white rice per week had a 17% increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But those who ate 2 or more servings of brown rice a week had an 11% reduced risk of getting the disease. Brown rice is the grain in its natural form. White rice results after it has been refined. This involves removing the outer cover, including the husk, bran, and germ. Only the inner white kernel is left. White rice is often enriched to replace some nutrients lost during the refining process. Chi Sun is the lead writer of the report. He says the outer parts of brown rice slow down the work of the body's digestive enzymes into starch. This means that the release of sugar into the bloodstream is slower after eating brown rice compared to white rice. A diet of foods that quickly release sugar into the bloodstream has been linked with a greater risk of type 2 diabetes. The exact reason for this is not known. Dr. Sun says less refined grains have more nutritional value than refined grains. He says replacing white rice with whole grains like whole wheat or barley could result in a 36% lower chance of developing type 2 diabetes. He says people should replace white rice and other refined carbohydrates with whole grains whenever possible. However, brown rice does not last as long as white rice because of the oil-rich layer of bran. This makes it less usable in poor communities. The International Rice Research Institute is working to develop kinds of white rice whose starch is released more slowly. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report. I'm Steve Ember.